Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Nicole Ryan joins the show in New York City, along with her husband, Matt. We talk about carpooling, Adweek, and why Nicole has so many bracelets. So you brought your husband along this time.
I did.
Thank you, honey.
It's funny because you've been on a few times and I kept getting DMs like, hey, I know you think Nicole's funny, but no pressure, Matt.
You need to bring Matt on.
Yeah. And so then we went out to dinner last night. Was it dinner or was it pretty much drinks for 4 hours?
I mean, it was. I think we drank all of the vodka that was in
the polo bar.
In the polo bar.
I saw food on the table. I know that. Yeah. I mean, underneath my martinis.
Nicole and I split. First of all,
we did splitsies.
We did sharesies. What Matt said. Shane did sharesies.
Yes, mm-hmm. We did.
That piece of halibut, it was so small to begin with, and then you and I split it.
Right.
So it literally was like 3 bites.
Were you starving when you got back to your hotel?
I was actually very happy because I told you, remember, I weigh myself 3 times a day. Very happy with the scale this morning.
Nice.
Because we did sharesies.
That's why.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you. Yeah. That salad was very good also.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I put bacon on anything and I'm a happy girl.
You know what? You're right.
Right.
I think that's what made it so great.
Yeah.
What was it anyway?
It was a BLT salad. So it was basically like a wedge.
It was basically a wedge. Yeah.
It was basically a wedge.
What did you guys have?
We shared a burger and it was delicious.
I had some
and
of your paillard.
We had chicken paillard.
I had some of that.
You had a lot of the fries as well.
I'm just going to point out.
They took good care of us at the polo bar.
They did. Well, I felt like you made our waiter nervous at the beginning because you were a little warm.
It was 1,000 degrees down there.
Yeah, but you could have taken your sweater off. I'm just saying.
Didn't want to ruin the look.
It was a great look.
And here's the thing. I said, you know, I am going through menopause. It turns out that your husband, Matt, also is going through menopause, and he is now taking testosterone as well. Correct,
yes,
Matt?
Yes, I am. Yep.
How are you administering it?
I'm still taking pills. I haven't progress too deeply into it yet.
Okay.
I'm just testing it out.
How else do you get it into your body?
Shots.
Shots, or remember what I said last night? I think you were drunk by then. The cream. You use the cream on your testicles.
Where do you put the shots? Does it matter where?
In your testicles.
Oh, you have to shoot the...
No. Shane puts it in my shoulder.
Why does Shane have to do that?
Can I tell you? He could be a nurse now.
Yeah?
He's so gentle. He has such a gentle touch. Most of the time, I don't even feel the needle.
Except if I'm mad, then he feels it.
How big is the needle? Is it just one of those little... Because she had to do shots.
Oh, yeah, after my accident.
2 months
in
after
my
her
stomach,
accident.
That was cool.
There was something I noticed. So if you guys have ever been to the polo bar, the bar itself is upstairs, and that's where you enter off street level.
Right.
Then you go down these stairs of death.
They are.
To the dining room. And it's wood floors. It's wood treads. There's no runner on it, like a carpet runner.
It's really dangerous.
So you have to hold on to that railing. Now, I said, be really careful, Nicole, when you go down. Mm-hmm. And your husband said, watch out for cars.
Yeah. Too
now,
soon.
I fucking nailed it, by the way.
Okay, I will say, now, for those of you who don't know, Nicole was in a very serious car accident. You were hit by a car.
I was. That's actually...
Yikes.
That's actual footage. That's actual audio.
So that was January 31st, and it was a terrible recovery.
Yeah.
But Matt's now, here we are in October. and he's now making jokes. Is it too soon? I thought, ooh.
It's not. I honestly, I was able to laugh about it fairly quick after. I mean, even I would like cry sometimes, but I laughed a little bit. Because who gets hit by a car?
A lot of people.
No, it's like something.
It's hilarious. It's objectively hilarious.
Fucking, yeah. It was amazing.
It's just like nobody, like that's something that happens in movies or a television show. Like I've never met anyone that's been hit by a car. It's like a real nerdy thing to do, right?
Well, nowadays in New York City, it's like a third world country on Second Avenue, so.
Well, there was that actress that got, she was killed by a bicyclist. Do you remember here in New York recently? Do you remember that actress? I actually had gone to her, I met her a million years ago. What was her name again? I went to her house for dinner.
When she passed away, did you post a picture of you two together? I hate when people do that.
I did not. It was my ex's friend, and we went there for dinner. And she, a great actress. She was in Cocktail.
Lisa Baines.
Great actress. You know who she is? Anyway, she
horrible street crosser.
She got hit by a bicyclist here in the city and died. She hit her head.
Well, that's the number one fear that I have of our kids and us. That these delivery guys on the electric bikes that you can't, they go, 30 miles per hour, and they're big, and they have all the food on the back. Yeah. And I've seen, 15 people get hit by bikes thus far?
I've never really looked for bikes, but now I do. I watch out for bikes.
I'm almost more scared of the bikes than the cars, but I suppose I should be more scared of the cars.
You should still be more scared of cars.
Seeing as one hit me.
But what are the chances, and let's knock on wood, what are the chances you're going to get hit by a car again, Nicole?
Knowing me, you never know.
And isn't your whole body titanium at this point?
I have a lot of rods in the vaginal and butt area. I have.
So it's possible you would dent the car.
Perhaps.
I think the car would have more damage.
Yeah, so maybe this is the time to get hit.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I don't know you too well, but you are very accident prone. So you sat down and you went to put your water down and you bumped the camera. So Jameson, are you texting?
Are you paying attention?
Look at him.
I'm posting your picture. I'm reposting your picture on at Radio Andy SXM.
Huh, really?
Looked like he was texting.
See, oh, he looks so cute.
Adorable.
So we have a camera.
You want to call me out on anything else? What else you got?
We have a camera set up so that way Jameson can see us here in the studio.
Right.
Nicole, you bumped the camera and the camera fell in the water.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a goner, that camera. I don't think it's coming back.
And then we had to get another camera hooked up because you destroyed the first one.
But let's not tell engineering. Let's just let somebody else take the blame for it. We don't know. We came in and it was just not working anymore.
It's logistically almost impossible to do what you did.
it really is.
The computer is like 11 feet away from me.
I don't know.
It happens all the time. She is a total and complete spaz.
I am.
She's not very good at many things.
I'm very, very spastic, and I spill easily. I trip easily, stub my toe. Like I'm like
she talks like this. So yeah, you got to look out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Matt, let me ask you this: when I eat lunch, every day I manage to get a little food on my shirt. Every single day. Do you do that or no?
I do because if you're not getting dirty, you're not trying, right? Isn't that kind of the old adage? But if you have a sandwich and there's shredded lettuce, it's always the one with the mayonnaise on it, so that sticks to your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Now your daughter Parker,
yes,
she is nine.
She is nine and a half.
Okay, and she she likes YouTube, and she learned a new trick recently.
She did. She picked the locks. This happened a little while ago. It probably happened like maybe the end of last year. She picked all the locks in the apartment just because it was cool that she could do it.
Why was that in her algo though? Like, how did she stumble upon picking locks? When this happened, she was like seven and a half. So.
Yeah, I don't know. We should probably just maybe watch a little closer to what she's watching on YouTube. But yeah, and we never fixed, and we forgot that they were picked. So,
So you were in your room.
Mm-hmm.
And was it before work or was it a weekend or?
I think it was a weekend. I would never do that before work.
To be honest, man, I think it was at like 2:30 in the afternoon on like a Tuesday.
And I just was doing
and
my
she
thing?
Got, yeah, you were just.
Okay.
Okay, so she was orally pleasuring you.
I was.
She was doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job.
I'm very good.
Do you use your hands?
Do
you do dual action?
Yes, you have to dual it.
Yeah, that's what Shannon Bedore says.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She told me about the dual action.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
That does not sound like me.
So, all right. So you were pleasuring him, and your daughter walked in.
Yes, she did.
And
I proceeded to tell her I was just checking a boo-boo.
Right, but after you went to the bathroom.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so
she came in right when it ended. If everybody's getting my drift.
Yeah. Yes.
Mommy had a mouthful of daddy.
I quite literally, and I, because she, I was like, she couldn't, I don't think she actually saw it in my mouth.
She saw me laying with my hands behind my head with a fucking robe on, laying like this with the robe off like this. Just with a grin from ear to ear, because I saw that door open. I was like, this will be something else, man.
I mean, she bought it, I think.
I'm amazed that you still do that after 16 years.
I mean, I do it all the time, but yeah.
You don't do it all the time.
No, but I mean, I could do it.
All the time.
So what do you, like once a month?
No.
No, maybe more than that.
Okay. Once a week?
Yeah, because like it's something that's like I'm good at and is easy. Like if I'm not really in the
mood. A lot of guys around here, the SiriusXM, have said that. They have attested to it.
Yes. That's how I met her. 20 minutes into it, she was very easy.
Yeah. I mean, it was 3 a.m. at a bar, so I was definitely...
Oh, that's right. You guys did have a one-night stand.
We did. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept going, and now I'm married and have children with
Pure fucking bliss every day.
Can I ask you, though, so what time did you get to that bar? Because you didn't take Nicole home till 3.
Mm-hmm. I got to that bar about 2:40.
Oh, fuck.
So it was like last call.
Yeah.
Yes.
I came walking in with a mutual friend, mm-hmm. and she said, this is my friend Nicole, and I couldn't have cared less. And then she called me over, and I said, what are you doing?
I actually didn't even call him over. I just gave him like a...
The come hither. Yeah.
Which I would never do unless I had a couple drinks.
All right. 500.
Yeah. And he came over, and yeah, I don't know.
It was on, baby.
It was on.
It
fast.
Was on. I looked damn good.
He did. He
18
looked,
years ago.
He looked very handsome.
You both look good.
Thanks.
I think you both are, you're an attractive, I'm not hitting on you guys, but you're an attractive couple.
Thank you.
You will be hitting soon, I hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. last night was fun, but so it was a little warm down there. And Brian would, by the way, it wasn't just me. Brian, our waiter, also said it's very, very warm.
You also used his name repeatedly, and I think he felt a little...
You do a great job of that. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Brian,
the way you engage with people with their first names, it's a wonderful, wonderful habit.
I do it because I used to work in the restaurant industry.
Same.
And I wasn't always respected.
It's not shocking.
And so I really try to, maybe I overcompensate a little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
but
a good sales tactic. I use it when I'm selling because people, you're paying attention. Because I used to usually walk in and you're like, hey, I'm Matt, and I don't care who you are. I couldn't care less usually. But when you say somebody's name, it makes them feel like
special.
They're important.
I know that happens to me. Like if someone's like, oh, hey, Jeff, or whatever. Yeah, you do. You feel like, okay, it's a little bit more of a connected.
And after you said his name multiple times, what did Brian do? He ran back and got that air on for you.
He sure did.
He sure did.
And he brought me that extra olive juice that I asked for
quickly.
Yes, he did.
Oof, he was
a great waiter.
It's a well-oiled machine over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bill was expensive, and I realized we didn't really even eat much. So it was probably all booze. I realized that this morning.
Yeah, and we didn't.
$40 hot dog appetizers can add up.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah,
like
they are so good.
How much were the pigs in a blanket? I guarantee they were probably $40. Like that place really.
I don't fucking care. They were worth
it. They were bomb.
I get those every time I'm there.
Do you?
No, we both. We both used our influence to get reservations.
We did.
Now, somebody got an 8, mm-hmm. and then somebody got an 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got the 8:30 from my contact.
Did we get earlier than 8, or was it 8?
8.
Mm. 8, which is obviously
So then we
superior.
Had to cancel yours.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that they're not going to find out I did that.
No.
Now that I've said it on national
radio. We saw them, and I don't think she remembers anything from last
night. No.
That's the biggest ring I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, people in there are very rich. I mean,
yes.
No, well,
especially these people.
Bill.
It looked like a disco ball. It was like, it was gaudy
AF, shocking.
And I loved every bit of it.
Me too. And then I looked at those earrings. I'm like, I bet those fuckers are real too.
Oh my God.
those were huge.
I think those ones were fake, actually.
Yeah, no.
I don't think he could afford the earrings and the ring.
Chump
I think
change.
He can.
I think he can, yeah.
He is not hurting for cash.
No. So this was a successful friend of yours.
Very successful, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got an email from his assistant 2 seconds after Shane texted me, Jeff got us an 8 o'clock reservation at Polo Bar. Like, it was like, no thing. I've been waiting and sweating all day trying to get in. And then I had to cancel it.
Now, I've never seen the show. You have Matt and you have Shane. The show Severance.
Yeah.
Explain the premise behind the show.
It's these people, when you clock into work, your mind goes blank, so that it essentially creates two versions of yourself, your outside of work self and your inside of work self, and they don't know about each other.
Why?
That's the show. That's the way they wrote it.
Like a privacy thing at work, so like you don't know what's going on at work outside of work, so you don't bring your stress from your life into work, and then you don't bring like, you know, secret information outside of work.
I think that happens here at SiriusXM, 100%. If you think about it, because inside these walls, they have all sorts of data.
They do.
Right, and analytics.
Yeah.
And probably ratings.
Yeah.
But outside the walls, we have no ratings, no data, no... Really? Well, how do you know when to pick up a show?
Oh, yeah, my,
we have no data.
Why is he getting a raise and I'm not?
Yeah.
We don't have data. We don't know.
I just don't buy that. We have access to every single person, every customer's radio.
Yeah.
So we know who's listening to what channel when, how long. I mean, we're definitely being lied to.
Watching you guys like put the pieces together, I felt like I was finally got season two of Severance. I was like, they're like putting together.
It really was. Because I'm like, really? This person said this to me. Well, this person said that to me.
Right.
And we have common enemies here.
We do.
At SiriusXM.
I think that some of our common enemies are common to many other people as well.
But then we strangely do like a few of them at the top.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why, but I just like that Scott Greenstein.
He's a great guy.
I just like his personality.
Every time I see him, he checks in.
How you doing, kid?
Actually,
what's going on, kid? How you doing?
Do you know what I did that was so nerdy? Because he was very worried about me after my accident. He called. He was very sweet. And then when I saw him recently, he was like, how are you? We've been thinking about you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, look at me. And I did some weird nerdy dance. Like, look,
she did the whitest Running Man you've ever seen. Like a Jew from New York doing the Running Man. And she did the recreation. She was like, did I nail it? I was like, he's going to fire you. I think you're going to get fired.
Why did I do that? Just to prove that I can like walk and do the Running Man? After
you've never walked like this,
oh,
ever.
So
That's
bad.
So embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. But no, he's great.
Now, it's interesting that also that you've been here for 18 years.
Why do you have to keep saying the number to me?
Tinx has been here for 6 months. Yeah. She's probably had 4 raises. She has her own conference room. They take her to Cannes and they parade her around in front of all the advertisers.
Is it Cannes or is it Cannes?
I don't fucking know now. I went there and I still don't know how to pronounce
it. You'll never find out, Chloe.
Oh, yeah, you won't know. And by the way, the only reason I knew is because Amazon took me, not Sirius.
So that she was the only representation of Sirius there?
Uh-huh. That's who they choose.
No fucking
way. Did you call her SiriusXM sweetheart?
No, she's the SiriusXM darling.
Darling, sweetheart, darling.
6 months, she's got her own conference room.
I am the darling and have been for a very long time.
You are no longer a darling. You're
You've aged out.
I've aged out.
Well, like I said, she was an old queen earlier, right? I think that's what I said.
Jeff is also an old queen.
Yeah.
That's why they love each other.
That's why we get along so well.
Now, you had to take the sexual harassment course.
I did, man.
Can you tell me about it so we can make fun of it?
It is unbelievable because times have changed. And I feel
not
like,
here. Not inside this studio.
No.
Not with that shirt on. Nicole's tits are knocked over the water.
I asked him to bring me this cute top to
is
wear.
Is that what knocked the camera?
I think it is.
It was my boobs. I feel like, but times have changed. And so like when you're asking these, I was like, I could take this with my eyes closed. Like, this is so stupid. Like, common sense not to like say this to another coworker. So many of them I got wrong.
Are you serious? Like what?
Like
should I? No.
What? What were you gonna say?
You've done some bad things in these studios, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Throughout the years, yeah.
Yeah.
Back when it was fun to be alive.
Yeah, and here.
But I like a compliment, and I do compliment people all the time on their appearances.
Well, it's like what you said, Matt. Like you can't say, if Sally walks in with a skirt, is it okay to say A, nice legs, B, you look pretty in that skirt,
or C, I'd hit that in a minute.
But like, I don't know. I would think it would be okay to say, oh, you look nice in that. But like,
you look pretty.
It's like not.
You can't even say that.
I don't think so. From what I remember, my head was swimming.
You need to take it again.
So no, I did pass. It just took me a while.
So you had to go back and redo the answers?
Yes, until you get it right. They don't let you move on.
Was it online?
Yeah. And then after you've read it, it took a full hour.
Oh. A full hour.
And the slides and the video, the people are horrible actors that they got for this.
Oh, those are the best.
Oh, the reenactments.
Hello, Jane. Oh, good morning, Tom. You know, it's like that. Those people don't really exist.
No.
Just film the office.
Yeah.
Jameson, you took it. Scott, did you take it?
I did, yes.
It was horrible, right?
We had to, yeah.
You have to.
Scott failed.
Every year
look at
we
him.
Have to take it.
Every
like.
Year?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I've been here 6 years, haven't taken it.
I'm never taking it again. I do not care.
Well, they probably send it to your work email, which I don't even think you know
no,
the login
I
to.
I don't check my work email ever.
It's insane that they don't, that a lot of us haven't taken it.
Stop advertising.
Yeah, because now they're going to come for you.
Because I want to
You want to take it.
I'll read it. Yeah, I'll read it on the radio. But they won't give it to me now because they said you're going to make a mockery of it. Fuck yeah, I am.
Well, yeah, of course you are. But I don't like that you're getting out of it because of that, because they know that you'll mock it. Like, I need to do that. I need to take a page.
I told you, I evaded it for years. Mm-hmm. Then they started pressuring me. And then we started talking about it on the radio. And then Smelly in HR, because we can't say the real name, so we have to rhyme.
Okay.
So Smelly, she said, no, you're just going to make fun of it.
And she's right.
She's absolutely right.
Thank you, Smelly, you speak the truth.
So he smacked her on the ass and said, that's right, bitch.
I do. Honestly, I have told Smelly before that she's looked pretty. Like, I'm like, I really like what you're wearing today. You look really pretty. I do say that all the time.
I think that's okay.
But here's the thing. She likes it. She likes the compliments just like I do.
Right.
Well, HRs, they're just people. Like, I know HR people. No, like you said, like severance. HR people outside of work are just people that have a job.
Yeah.
And they hate their job most of the time, too. So that's why they're usually such assholes.
You think all HR people hate
their job? Because everybody hates them.
Yeah. They're hated, and their job is to babysit a bunch of people that they don't really respect or like.
And it's like being at the dentist. Like, you know, my dad's a dentist. They have the highest suicide rate of any career because they spend all day with people who hate them and are scared of them.
Your dad's still alive, though, right?
He is. He has not ended his life yet.
No attempts.
No attempts.
Good.
I know. Things are looking up.
Okay.
My family.
So he's a dentist.
He is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he proud of you?
Like what? Why you, did you say that?
No, like what you decided to do with your life.
Wow.
He's wow. very proud of me.
Oh, okay.
I'm SiriusXM's darling. How could he not be proud of
old
me?
Old queen.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister.
And is she a loser? Is that why he's looking?
Compared to me, she's definitely a loser.
It rhymes with Ness. She's not doing
so great. They're proud of you because of your sister. Your sister's fucked up so bad.
That I just look good in comparison.
There's
perhaps
nothing you can do, that, you know, obviously, you know, because
she's helping people. At least, like, she's a teacher. So like she's like doing good for humanity. What am I doing? Mm. What is this?
Entertaining the millions.
Bringing smiles to
people's faces.
I don't
even know why your show is live. It's one.
Why would it not be live? Why is yours live?
I'll tell you why yours doesn't need to be live.
Okay.
Because I'll put it on and it's just the same songs over and over and over again.
Don't get me started.
Right?
I know, but that's what the top 40 like equation is. It's like you want people to get in the car and hear their favorite song every time they get in the car. So we just play the same song over and over again. So you know.
The whole world likes one song.
Oh my God, it's very
so
annoying.
Why does there need to be three of you if you're just playing the same songs over and over?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Get Greenstein in here. He can answer.
I mean, I like Hits 1.
Yeah.
I do listen to Hits 1.
Well, I'm sure your daughter likes it. I hope she does.
She likes Pitbull.
She likes Pitbull globalization.
Does she even know who I am?
She knows who Pitbull is.
No, but she knows who Tinks is.
Oh, well, you know.
And DJ Santa Rosa. She loves him.
Oh, DJ Santa Rosa.
She loves DJ Santa Rosa.
Who is that?
Good or.
I don't even know who DJ Santa Rosa is.
He's on Pitbull's Globalization. He's our favorite. He's the 5 o'clock hour.
It is a great channel. And Pitbull is one of my favorite people I've ever interviewed. He is the best. It's like a party.
You've interviewed him?
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
Like in person?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, he's the best.
Who have you interviewed this week?
No one yet this week.
Okay.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, it is only Tuesday. But we've had a lot recently. We had Cardi B. We had Olivia Rodrigo.
Did you meet all of them?
Yeah.
You've never met Taylor Swift, have you?
We have a handwritten note from a 14-year-old Taylor Swift that put hearts over the eyes thanking her for showing her around the studio.
I've interviewed her like 7 times easily.
Our daughter's taken a bunch of pictures with her. But now she won't return our calls.
No. What?
What about Britney?
Britney I've interviewed too. It was not good.
She's a good dancer from what I've seen.
Oh my
recently.
God, what is she doing?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you see someone?
It's like you. It's like Scott Greenstein. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody is here because I was hoping that this week that we could maybe talk about the channel, but everyone is avoiding me.
Yeah, that's not shocking.
Everyone.
Also, like,
no one's available for meetings.
People still don't really come into the office very much. It's still a little bit of a ghost town here.
Office is full today.
I've never seen it so crowded.
Because of all the advertisers, right?
Right.
By the way, we have psychic medium Teresa Caputo on tomorrow.
I did a reading with her recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
How
she
was it?
It was amazing. I love her. It was amazing.
Did she focus on the past, the present, the future?
Dead people. There was no...
But the dead people are communicating with
you. They are communicating with me.
And they're telling you about your current present life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my mom was on with us, and her husband passed away last summer, and he seemed to be coming through. Why are you looking at me like that?
So it was a boring reading.
It was a little boring. No, it wasn't boring at all. It was awesome. There was a lot of things that came up that I was like, you couldn't possibly know that.
Now, speaking of Ad Week,
yeah.
We have been asked, a lot of the hosts here have been asked to participate, and we go to, there's panels today, there's dinners, there's drinks. Mm-hmm. Now, strangely enough, you've been here for 18 years, and no one has asked for your assistance or participation at all.
We don't have ads on music channels.
Commercial-free music,
Jeff. Yeah, commercial-free music.
But don't you have a podcast on Thursdays called Have Kids, They Said, with Rich Davis?
Yes.
That would have advertising, correct? So if they were behind you at all, which they clearly are not, they would have you there soliciting advertising for your podcast, which they clearly are not invested in.
Who do I have to talk to? Because I'm really pissed.
But here's the thing. Why would you ever do a podcast with Rich Davis anyway? Seriously.
I don't know.
You never had a chance with it.
I don't know. I've worked with him before, and we know each other so well.
You're
and...
supposed to say, because I love him. You're supposed to talk.
That's
I love
not
him.
Why.
Yeah.
This is what I hear.
What?
That he helped you. You were a receptionist.
Yes.
He helped you get the job on air. Is that correct?
One of the people that helped,
so this is a mercy fuck.
Right. It's a mercy fuck. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you felt like Rich comes to you and is like, look, my career is ending fast and I need some help to revive it. Please do a podcast with me. You're like, fuck.
Did you tap my phone?
But 18 years ago,
yeah.
He helped you. So you felt like... even at the expense of your own career,
right.
You felt like, I've got to reciprocate, pay it forward.
Right, and I'm doing that. He's riding my coattails, and you know what? It's important to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. So that
do you think he's gay, Matt?
I don't think he's gay, no, but would I be surprised if he's touched a dick?
No.
No.
Yeah, because he has.
There's...
Covino's. Many times on the way to work.
Yeah.
Who carpools?
You're really upset about the carpooling.
Do they carpool?
Don't you? Do you ride into work with Shane?
Sometimes.
They live together, don't they?
No.
Sometimes.
Oh.
That's what I mean. It's gays.
But
gays carpool.
Gays.
And we're gay.
Right, right.
Gays carpool.
Wait, all right. What? I've been carpooling for the last 3 years.
All right, so you do get a gay vibe from Rich.
I don't get the most masculine vibe from Rich.
Mm-hmm.
I love Rich. He's a wonderful guy. I've never understood the whole Covino and Rich thing.
They're very old school radio. Like they're, I feel like, you know, what you think about when you think about like radio back in the
This is Steve Covino.
Yeah,
I'm Rich Davis.
Yeah.
We miss them in LA just because we don't have a lot of hot guys.
Yeah, and they were at least attractive.
They were at least attractive.
Right.
Covino's gorgeous.
Who do you think is hotter?
Covino.
You do?
For sure.
So you're into that whole Latin thing.
It's not so much the Latin thing, it's the emotionally unavailable, like guessing, kind of like deep.
Yeah.
He's more of an introvert than
mysterious.
The other one. He's a mystery.
Do you want to know something funny about him? When he has sex, he's very
With guys?
No. he's not very confident about his ass for some reason. So he will always, like, when they're done, he'll always back up out of the room.
There's a lot of people that do that.
I used
a lot
to do that.
Of guys do that.
I used to do that too.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, like a bus or like a big semi truck backs up and it's like, beep.
I used to do that too.
Why?
Because I was very, very insecure about my ass. And then I put Sculptor in it.
And now you're not. Now you're like backing that thing up. Like,
yeah.
He walks in ass first.
I walk it backwards. It's my best asset now.
Okay.
Yeah. So tonight at Ad Week, you'll yeah.
Okay. Well, I won't be there.
Well,
we won't
see anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oof. Wasn't asked to participate.
It's crazy they haven't asked you.
Is it fun? You're really
Tinks is here though.
Tinks is going.
Oh yeah, Tinks is here.
I might have to make.
They probably
love to
flew
Tinks.
Her private.
I hate your guys.
No, I'm serious. They do anything for her.
They would never fly her private.
Who knows what they give her? They backed up the Brinks truck, from what I understand. I'm not trying to cause any trouble.
No, you never are. You never are.
I really am not. Now, tonight, though, I do have to stick to a two-drink, not minimum, usually, like last night, a two-drink maximum, don't you think?
That's almost impossible.
But what are the drinks we're talking here? If you're going to do martinis like we did, then those two will make you feel pretty loosey-goosey.
I know.
Right?
I almost could tolerate you after those two drinks. Thank God you were there,
Matt. That's why I had 11.
Oh,
and then,
God.
You know where we get stupid? Is like when we start doing the individual glasses of wine.
Why do we just get a bottle?
I said that. Nobody listens to me anyways.
No.
But I said, well, we should just get two bottles of wine.
Stupid. Yeah. So instead we buy like eight
That's
single glasses.
The bill was so high.
Right.
Sorry. They were only $32 each. So, I mean, it's really a good bargain if you guys can get in.
No, she's a chump, Paige Davis. She does the Holy Trinity. So what she does is she'll drink a cocktail, then a glass of water, then a Diet Coke, then back to a cocktail.
I like that.
Slows you down. So tonight I think I'm going to do cocktail, water, iced tea, back to the cocktail.
Okay. Well,
why the iced tea? Yeah. For a little sweetener?
A little caffeine.
Okay.
Espresso martinis have just as much in it.
I do love an espresso martini.
I'm not into those,
It's a big New York thing right now.
It's really a big LA thing.
Is it? Yeah, it's having a real resurgence.
But you have drinks before the dinner, plus then the dinner.
Are you going to be with him, Shane? Because he cannot be trusted with these people.
Can you come to the dinner, please?
I'm not. I was asked not to not go to the dinner.
Why? I can't go anywhere without you.
I'm nervous.
Wait,
I'm
who
really
asked you not
nervous.
To go?
There's only so many seats at the table, and they want the ad people there.
We can pull up a chair, Shane. You can sit really close to me. No. You seriously have to go. I'm serious. I can't go by myself.
I know. I'm really genuinely nervous.
Why are you just realizing you're going by yourself now?
I don't listen to anything.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't read anything.
No, I'm aware.
So I don't know until right before.
Yeah, that's been the plan.
Maybe I could go with you.
I don't think you're going to close many ad deals on your own. I'm just saying. And with her as your wingman, you might as well kiss it all goodbye.
Maybe I should be like, hey, guys.
Well, I noticed a lot of very beautiful bracelets on your arm last night. Mm. Now, every one of those bracelets has come from Matt when he has fucked up.
Correct.
And that is when he comes home late and you don't know where he was?
Yes, that has happened in the past one or two or 10
million
times.
She has a lot of bracelets. she has Gucci bags filled with bracelets. So.
My thing is this. He does a lot of like, all right, I'll be home at 8, and then it's 8, and he goes, I'll be up one more hour, and then he goes dark. Yeah,
not
that make
dark
you feel?
All the time.
Not all the time. He doesn't really do it very often anymore.
I did it for many, many decades. I really did. I had no self-control.
He would just go dark, and then what, hours go by?
Yeah.
And then he comes home. Mm-hmm. And are you just raging?
Yeah. We're getting divorced. So one time I was so angry, I didn't know what to do. So I went to divorce.com. I started filling in my information. Now they still send me emails.
She'll forward them to me sometimes. She'll be like, look, remember. I'm like, yeah, you have a website on your phone. It's cool. I'm not that scared anymore.
Oh, what a nerd.
The girl who cried wolf.
Yeah.
So you know, obviously, when you do leave Matt, you have to get a reputable, legitimate attorney.
Yeah.
You can't do divorce. You can't do your own divorce.
No, no. He'll take all my money.
Yes.
That I don't have.
Well, yeah, and you guys need to hold on to it because I'm worried about your future here.
Why?
Just that you're not
Tinks?
An ad week.
Yeah, it's that.
The fucking Tinks.
My lack of participation.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.